From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has deployed hundreds of troops to the rest of border state of Táchira after weeks of anti-government protests. The South American country is in the midst of a deepening economic and political crisis. The UN Security Council took up the matter Wednesday in closed-doors session. Venezuela's Ambassador Rafael Ramirez Carino rejected the meeting.
We are out of the Security Council agenda because we never will be on a threat against the peace and security in international or in the regional level.
But U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the humanitarian situation is dire and needs to be addressed.
What we attempted to do in this meeting today is about prevention. We've been down this road with Syria, with North Korea, with South Sudan, with Burundi, with Burma. We've been down this road, and rather waiting for a serious situation where we have to have it in an open Security Council meeting, why not get in front of this?
Peter Hakim, a senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, describes the root cause of the crisis.
The core is just total mismanagement by the government, sort of defying any sort of rules of the game regarding democracy, throwing out any kind of serious approach to economic matters.
Socialist President Nicolas Maduro has blamed the opposition, saying it's seeking his ouster. The opposition has demanded new elections and called for foreign aid, as well as the release of political prisoners. Nigeria says another schoolgirl abducted by the insurgents group Boko Haram from Chibok has escaped more than 3 years after a mass kidnapping of more than 200 girls. This is VOA News.